96.7, Cody Johnson there, and a new one called On My Way to You. Good morning to you. We have guests in the Hughes and Coleman studios this morning. We do, Preston.
Yes, we do. Very excited to have them for sure. We have a lovely family in here, and we're going to be talking about brave hearts this morning. Brave hearts indeed.
Yes, indeed, we are. Paula is in with us, and daughter Bree. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studios. We're going to discuss the local Brave Hearts in Bowling Green chapter with Norton Children's Hospital and how appropriate for Heart Month, where only nearly 1 in 100 children, it's hard to believe, are born with congenital heart defects. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So we're here to talk about that. Your family has a strong relationship with the hospital. Can you share a little bit of your story with us?
Absolutely. I would be happy to. So I have two children in here with me today, my son Brody and my daughter Bree. Brody was actually born with a congenital heart defect, as well as Bree. He was born with a hole in his heart. By the time he was 6 months old, his heart healed itself. So miraculous, wonderful thing that happened there. So when Bree was born, she also had a hole in her heart. And to be honest, it might sound a little strange, but I wasn't super concerned because of her brother's experience with that. But little did I know, she didn't just have one hole in her heart. She actually had two.
Okay. So when it was a little different story.
That was a little different. Mm-hmm. So when I found that out, it made me a little bit more nervous.
Sure.
And apprehensive about this whole thing. And her heart did not heal itself like his. So by the time she was 18 months old, her cardiologist was mentioning surgery.
Oh, that was scary.
Very scary. Yeah. Very scary for a mama's heart. We've had surgeries before, little, you know, tubes in ears and things like that. But when we're talking matters of the heart, it's just a completely different ball game. So fast forward to Bree being 4 years old, and she still, the heart hadn't changed at all. And they tried to do a different kind of procedure, a cardiac cath procedure, where they would put like a little device and stop that hole. They tried that, but every time her heart would beat, the device would pop out of place. So that's when we heard the words open heart surgery for the first time, which again, for a mama's heart, that was extremely, extremely difficult
right.
for me.
But Norton's Children's Hospital took care of things for
they
you.
They did. They were fantastic, phenomenal. 6 days after her fourth birthday, she had open heart surgery.
Wow.
They repaired both holes in her heart, and she had surgery on a Tuesday and went home on a Friday.
Amazing.
It was amazing. Kids are super resilient, and she's an example of that for sure.
She's here with us today. I would like to hear from her and ask her a few questions.
Absolutely.
If you can. She's got a nice little Brave Hearts t-shirt on. Good morning to you, Bree. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Now, you are resilient, as your mom says, and you're a blessing to her, I'm sure, and everyone around you. You've went through a lot for a young lady, but I'm sure you're a normal kid now, right? You got hobbies and things you like to do. What do you like to do outside of school?
I like to go hiking and spend time with my family because my family is very close.
Yeah, I can tell. I can feel the love in here from your family. And your mom is beaming with pride for her children. That is an awesome thing. Thanks to Norton's helping you out there. Now, what school do you go to here?
I go to Rich Pond Elementary.
All right. What's your favorite thing to do?
Well, I don't really know about that.
Well, you got
it's
a
like
lot of things.
You put me on the spot.
Well, you know,
here.
When you
Come
say
on.
Favorite, yes, like, well, there's so many
say.
Things. You know, there's a lot going on there. Well, we thank you for sharing that story. We're going to get Dana Matukas to talk to us a little bit. She is actually with Norton's Children's Hospital. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning.
Bree is considered a brave heart, as we shared that story earlier. Share a bit about what that means to be a brave heart.
Yeah, so Brave Hearts is a support group of families united by their children's fight for life after being diagnosed with heart conditions that require surgery. These children, they've been born with a complex heart defect or have acquired heart disease. Many times they've endured multiple heart surgeries, heart transplants, and an array of related medical procedures. Brave Hearts, which is part of Norton Children's Hospital, it provides the support for the families and raises awareness and funds to support the future of heart care. Now, the Bowling Green Brave Heart chapter, it kicked off 4 years ago, and which is an extension of our Louisville chapter to help the families in this region. And so our first meeting of the new year will be held February 27th at the Hot Rod Stadium. We try to offer a fun environment for families away from the hospital setting just to bring that support and bring them together to
that
have some fun.
Sense.
Well, that's awesome. Paula and Bria, ask you a quick question about how Norton Children's Hospital and Brave Hearts has helped your family through all this with the journey.
Oh, they have been super supportive and just made Bree feel special, you know, despite this. She was a little apprehensive about this scar on her chest. when she was younger. And when she found out there were other kids like her and other kids that could share that journey with her, Bravehearts has been phenomenal. Super fun activities for kids. Dana is amazing at organizing events for all of our Bravehearts, and it has been a wonderful experience.
Oh, we are pleased that it's worked out so wonderfully for you, and it takes a lot of work and a passion from the folks at the hospital, the community here. I like that we have this outreach all the way down here in Bowling Green. I'm a Louisville native, and I know that Norton's has been there for many years and helped many people. Dana, with all the excitement surrounding the expansion activity at Norton's, can you share a bit of information on how people can find out more?
Yeah, so the Children's Hospital Foundation continues to raise funds for the Jennifer Lawrence Cardiac Intensive Care Unit. It's dedicated state-of-the-art unit at Norton Children's Hospital. It is actually going to start construction this month. So we're very excited about this. More than 550 Kentucky children are born each year with heart defects. It is the most common birth defect, as you mentioned. Norton Children's Heart Institute, affiliated with the University of Louisville, it provides the care, the treatment and support using advanced procedures to diagnose and treat congenital heart defects, heart failure, and acquire pediatric heart condition. So if there are any families interested in wanting to learn more about the Bravehearts or how they can actually support the Bravehearts by donating, they can actually visit nortonchildrens.com/Bravehearts.
Okay, well, we appreciate y'all coming in here and sharing these stories with us. Of course, we were near and dear to the children, as you know, and we like to get this word out. So if folks want to know more, they certainly are welcome to look into it. Dana, thank you for coming in, and Bree and Paula and your son there, Brody, all the best to you, and keep that family love together. That's what it's all about. Thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.